Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Canes and Flyers tonight. If you are listening locally here in Raleigh, then you should know that the Stormwatch doesn't roll until 7 because it's a nationally televised game tonight as the Canes take on Philadelphia on TNT. But if you want to get your fix early, certainly right now would be good. Also, 4 o'clock, NHL Network, NHL Now, starring Mr. Mike Rupp, a one-time teammate of Jordan Staal that I found out not that long ago because I just watched the segment called Players Only that he does in the NHL Now block. Also listen to him on Sirius XM. Mr. Rupp, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I listen to you with Coolius a lot, and I feel like I should call you Rupper, but I will not do that.
You can call me whatever you call me whatever you want.
No, I'm good.
Rupper's good.
So the Hurricanes got off to a slow start. They allowed 30 goals in their first 6 games, which made everybody around here that just made our heads spin because we hadn't seen that really in any 5 or 6 game stretch in 5 years. But a lot has changed. They've only allowed 19 goals in their last 9 games. How much of that is maybe just settling into the season, and how much is that is guys just kind of snapping to it?
Yeah, so tough start. Didn't look very Kane-like early on. Made me kind of wonder what's going on. But at the same rate, I believe in this team. And they are one of the – I mean, they've got just as good of a chance to win the Stanley Cup than anybody else coming into the season from what we've seen in the past and who they still are now and all the great kind of, identity pieces that they have in this group. So you knew it was going to be a little bit of, there's going to be a correction on that. I will say this, a lot of road games to start season, which is not always, it's not always bad. It's not always great though. Right. And when you're sitting here after 15 games and how many, I think they played
11,
how many, 10,
11,
how
on
many
the
11?
Yeah.
11 on, thank you. 11 on the road. So 11 out of your 15 are on the road. And you're kicking at a 9-6 record, I'd be happy with that. Like, that's good. But I don't think this team has played to their capabilities yet. They've gotten better. You mentioned the goals against over the last 9. That sounds more like the Carolina Hurricanes that we're used to. I think there's things that are going to still be happening with this group. I mean, you still have Svechnikov kind of finding his way back into things.
Yep.
He'll get going offensively. So I don't know. At the end of the day, like, you're not winning the Stanley Cup in the first 20 games of the season. I do feel like you can lose your bid for a Stanley Cup in the first 20 games. And they're fine. They're 9-6. And I expect them to get better as the season goes on.
We don't see a lot. Mike Rupp is joining us. NHL Network, Sirius XM. NHL Now, by the way, 4 o'clock tonight. Players Only the segment. That's just, to me, it's just Devan Dubnyk gets to wear a T-shirt. That seems to be
the best part about it. We get to wear whatever we want to wear. We go in there. We had a company-wide email that went out talking about just dress code and all that stuff. And then we came in, we're like, wait, so we have to wear suits again? They're like, no, that's not for you guys. Like, all right, cool. Back to the T-shirts and hats.
I love it. It's very, very casual. So you say you can't lose it, but you could. What went on? What is going on? I know they won a couple of games in a row now. How did the Edmonton Oilers fall that far that fast?
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a great question. They are a team that when you look at what they've done in the past couple years, and they've been considered a contender out West, their power play was one of the best in the NHL history last year.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when you're going into the next season, like, can you expect that to be replicated? I mean, it's tough. I mean, it was one of the best ever for a reason. Like, it doesn't happen often. So you would expect it to come down a little bit. It has. Connor McDavid had 153 points last year. I still think he's going to have a boatload of points when this is all said and done, but, you know, it's not the start that we're used to seeing from him. I think that what we're starting to see is this is a team. I don't love the build of the team. And they're a fragile group where if something goes wrong, it can really put things in a tailspin. And a lot of those things, I think, have been masked. I think it was masked over last season or last couple of years because that power play was so good. Connor having 153 points, Leon Draisaitl with 128. Like, that covers up a lot of things. And right now, those things aren't being covered up. They did not get good goaltending. They kind of shoot themselves in the foot with some of their decision making. And so I don't know where it goes from here. I think they're a much better team than what we've seen, but they're a much better team when their superstars are playing like Superman, you know? And so that's just this team. If they're all world and their power play is all world and they get decent goaltending, they can win and they can go far in the playoffs. But if the goaltending slips or depth scoring dries up or the power play comes down a couple clicks, next thing you know, like, I don't know if they have other ways that they can win hockey games. So that's what they're trying to do here, and they have a coaching change and see if they could figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that you have to have great goaltending, but you have to have great goal prevention. You can't give up what they're doing, which is almost, you know, three and three quarter goals a game and win. And it's probably what is getting in the way of the New Jersey Devils at the start of the season. Now, yes, they haven't had Jack Hughes. They hope to get him back this week. But the Devils have had a hard time keeping the puck out of their own net, even while they have a power play that is operating at nearly 40% efficiency.
Yeah, and so I'm not. I know that there's some people out there that are saying that this team is a little bit smoke and mirrors because that power play was so good that they're actually not a good team 5-on-5 and, you know, what's going on with them. I think they're just going through it. This is a good hockey club. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Devils team, they're a good team. They're clearly missing Jack Hughes, who was on like 155 point pace when he exited the lineup with injury. Nico Hischier is there. I mean, he's awesome. One of the best two-way guys in the National Hockey League. So, I mean, they're missing some big pieces. And I actually find at times that when you miss players like that, even when you're losing and during the time that those guys are out, it could be good for your group long-term to kind of just figure out what you got, maybe what you need, put guys in different situations. I do think this team's going to be okay. I think that they are a team that's just, they're dealing with it right now, and teams deal with it all the time at different parts of the season. And I just think that the one thing that was better last year, their goaltending was pretty solid last year. And again, it wasn't great, mm-hmm. but like you said, it just has to be good.
Right.
It has to be predictable. And that's been a little bit of a struggle so far.
Yeah, that has not been a struggle for the Rangers, who have allowed just over 2 goals a game. And they lead the Metropolitan Division. They're, what, 10 or 12, 2-1. They have been tremendous. Is it all Shesterkin, or what do you make of what that team has looked like so far this year?
So this one's really interesting to me because I feel like where they're at right now is they're a completely different team than what they were before. And what I mean by that is the story of this organization the last few seasons has been they live and die by their power play.
Right.
Their power play is, I mean, it drives them. And their guys, their top-end guys, feel good about their game. When the power play's clicking, it spills over to 5-on-5 play. But most of the story over the last number of years has been Igor Shesterkin has covered up for a lot of their blemishes defensively. And under Peter Laviolette, who everyone in Carolina knows well, he's got them winning games with defense first. Like their defensive numbers and what they're giving up against, even quality looks against, are way better than they've been over the last couple seasons. So their power play is still a top-end power play. Their penalty kill has been great this year, too. So those things certainly help you. Igor Shesterkin's been awesome. Jonathan Quick, when he's gotten in, has been good. Louis Domingue, when he played, got a big win. So they're getting some goaltending. But I find it really interesting with the group because they're giving themselves a chance to win every night when the offense isn't even there. I mean, they've got, you could argue, what's supposed to be their top line in Zibanejad, Kreider right now, I think it's Blake Wheeler, they haven't even really gotten going.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't had a ton of depth performances. Artemi Panarin's been lighting the world on fire.
Yeah.
He's been awesome. Vinny Trocheck's been awesome. Lafreniere's been adding a nice punch. I mean, they're without Adam Fox right now. They miss him and the offensive punch. But I think this is all positive things because the problem with that team has been when the power play's not working or Igor's not stealing you games, there's nothing in between. Like, you're losing hockey games. They're not now. They're giving up less against, and I think that'll set them up for the future when they get fully going, get everybody going offensively. I think they're going to be a very tough team to beat.
We'll have to wrap it right there. Mike Rupp, NHL Network. NHL Now starts at 4. Also, you can check him out, SiriusXM. Love listening to you all season long. I appreciate your time, sir. We can talk again next time about why the Boston Bruins are the same no matter who plays for them. It doesn't matter. No Bergeron, no Krejci. They're the same team. And it is, if I were a Bruins fan, I'd be just marveling at the fact that this team doesn't allow goals and all they do is win. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate
100%.
It.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Mike Rupp here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, again, coming up at 7:30 tonight, the Hurricanes will take on the Flyers, nationally televised game on TNT. Kenny Albert will have the call. And Brian Boucher, who played, I think, 2 years with the Hurricanes, although didn't play a lot. He was hurt. But he was here for 2 years. And is a very good analyst, so it's good to see them here. It's good to have a national television spotlight on the Canes.
It is. We're fancy.
Isn't it? It's very nice.
We should have dressed up like Chip Patterson today with bow ties and everything.
I have a jacket. I have a sport coat in the car. I'm going to the hockey game later. I'll tuck my shirt in. I'll tuck my shirt in.
Nice.
Oh, you're going to the game tonight?
Yeah.
Look at you. Very nice.
Right?
It's the Flyers. Hopefully the Hurricanes will come out with a win.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.